Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you enjoy the time to, in the middle of your hectic day, stop, take a breath, fix yourself a cup of tea, and enjoy that? Is that something very pleasant to do? I mean, it could be black tea, green tea, I'm not sure what it is. But my next guest here on West Coast Live is a gentleman who is running something called a free tea party, serving around the Bay Area this weekend, and he does so elsewhere in the rest of the country. He has a bus, and he is with us here today. Will you please welcome Giuseppe Spadafora to West Coast Live. Oh, beautiful. It's a teapot. Tea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to West Coast Live. So far, you've given nearly 16,000 cups of tea with people?
Yeah, somewhere around 16,000. I keep a rough estimate going. Yeah. Tally on the website, yeah.
All right, and you drive around in a bus and you just park somewhere and offer people tea?
Yeah, essentially, my bus is a mobile-free tea house. It's kind of a living room. I can just pull right up to any sidewalk and living room, kitchen, and prepare tea and make tea for people for free.
And how do people find you?
I keep a regional email list for the people who are kind of consistent regulars when I kind of have different routes I take. But the best part about it is just randomly stumbling upon the bus. And those are the kinds of interactions which are the best.
Well, describe your bus a bit.
My bus is a short school bus. It's about as short as they come. I always tell people it's shorter than my first car, which was a two-door Lincoln Continental.
Did you serve tea in that too?
You know, I should have. The back seat was a couch, pretty much. Yeah. I've woodworked a bunch of the interior. I have solar panels. I run on recycled biodiesel made from recycled vegetable oil.
You are pure and noble. How do you heat the water for the tea?
You know, I use a propane stove. But I also have a Fresnel lens, which is essentially a giant magnifying glass, so I can use the energy of the sun. I have a Kelly kettle, which is a super efficient water heating wood fired device. I have a turbo pot, which is a tea kettle with a heat sink on the bottom, which allows water to be heated about 50% faster. So you save fuel. And
Is that kind of like the English electric teapots, tea kettles, where they heat up just very quickly?
I mean, it's probably maybe the same.
Of course, they have 220 volts. We have only 110.
Well, it still runs on a gas range. Yeah. So.
And where did you start doing this?
I started on Hollywood Boulevard, which is
the tea ceremony capital of the world.
Yeah. Of course. I started there kind of out of loneliness. I was living in LA, and I've been a video editor and videographer for about 7 years. So. I was living in a pickup truck at that point, and I would just cook my dinner on my tailgate, and people would sit with me, and I would make tea for hours. And you get on Hollywood Boulevard, you have the most eclectic group of people. I would get, you know, gangster dudes, street names tattooed on their face coming up from South Central, families from Ohio visiting, Japanese tourists, shopkeepers, gutter punk, Nazi street kids, everything.
So would people sort of take a look at who you were having at the tea party and say, well, I'm not sure I want to wear my best frock to that tea party and maybe not come?
Well, you know, everyone, I would say a majority of people always pass by tea parties. But a lot of people stop by that have never done anything like that and never sat and talked with anyone who, like, the people who are sitting there. And that's really one of the main kind of ideas I love about it.
So what are some of the other places that you've stopped? And places, do you choose a place by its view or street traffic?
Yeah, I it depends, because sometimes I do festivals, I do farmers markets, events, random street corners. Parking is obviously the biggest issue. That's part of the reason why I got a short bus, because I can park it. I can parallel park it pretty decently.
Does your bus have a name?
Her name is Edna. Special Edna, because she was a special ed bus.
Ah.
But I call her Edna Lou. She's, my sweetheart.
Yeah, well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
How many potatoes to the gallon does it get? French fries?
That's a good question. I get between 10 and 15, yeah. City and highway, but it's not bad for your whole home.
Do you migrate by season? I mean, if you head for warm weather and clement, are you doing it regardless of the weather?
Well, you know, obviously drinking hot tea is not that great in hot summer climates, so...
But you know what? Can I tell you something?
Iced tea, yeah.
Well, iced tea, but I learned that, for instance, you know, in Arab countries, when there is hot tea served, when you would think you'd want iced tea, that actually the human body will cool itself down internally in order to absorb and cope with the hot tea, and that iced tea, you have to warm up your body in some ways.
Like I say, I'm always a student. So you
learn. Mike, you're nodding knowledgeably.
The English think that hot tea on a hot day, yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So, well, I brought some tea for you guys.
Oh, all right, okay.
I even brought three cups. I don't know.
Mike will come over and join us. No, Mike, come on over. Come on over here. You're our translator here on tea ceremony.
So this isn't quite English tea. This is an herbal tea, which technically is not even a tea, but we still call it that.
Oh, like an infusion or a tisane or something?
Yeah, exactly. The French would call it tisane. Tea is actually one plant, Camellia sinensis. Black, white, green, and oolong are the only real teas. But in the broad sense, you know, so that means that coffee is just as much tea as peppermint, for instance.
So what herbs do you have in here?
This is a blend of spearmint, lavender, chamomile, passion flower, rose petal, and cinnamon.
Ooh.
And I brought a tin here. Yeah, you can open it.
Maybe. Oh, ooh, smell that. Put the microphone in there. Yeah. No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's beautiful, too. I mean, there are all sorts of flowers, maroons, blues, greens, whites.
Yeah.
Do you put your own concoctions together?
I love blending teas, and I do a lot of simple blends. I get a lot of my teas donated, so I'm running with what's given. Which is,
You know, this is the second tea ceremony I've ever done on the radio. The first one was an actual Japanese tea ceremony with the green tea and the whisk and so forth, which can actually go on for hours.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So you said you started out by, that you were lonely. Have you made friends then as a result of this?
I like to call them that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know.
So do you have free Wi-Fi on your bus, you know, when you get?
You know, I don't, and that's one of the things that I really love to encourage is interactions with strangers. So it's not necessarily an internet cafe that you stumble upon. Although I when I'm not doing tea, I can get the internet.
Sure.
Nowadays.
So. You know, I had this internet on the airplane. I thought it was really cool. I thought it could work great, and I was sending emails and work, blah, blah, blah. They've all disappeared. I have no idea where they've gone. They don't show up anywhere.
I have one.
You've had that experience?
No,
you send emails?
I need one.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the idea about, in Dr. Shapiro's book, she talks about a study that said that people who smiled more often, I mean, one used less, fewer muscles, they tended to live 7 years longer than people who don't smile.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
everyone's smiling now. All right. What is you've brewed this tea?
Yeah.
But does the water have to be all boiling hot, or do you want it to be a little less than boiling?
It depends on what you're steeping. Most herbal blends boiling is good. If it's an herbal blend with roots and barks, you want to actually simmer it. If it's black tea, boiling is good. Green tea is less than boiling, etc. So there's kind of a science to it, but try not to be, you know, really the brewing of tea is completely just up to taste, and that's the right way.
So you have this lovely iron pot here with a ginkgo design on, ginkgo leaves. I see. You have to do sound effects on the radio.
Right?
So now,
oh, and it creaks.
Handel's got a nice.
I gotta grease that one.
No, don't. I want to hear it. Okay, so can you pour?
Yeah.
Mitchell Holman's excellent at miking tea for us, by the way. All right, so now, and then we just sit and we talk.
Yeah.
So we've already talked, now we'd sip.
Yeah.
But is this...
Prost.
Prost. Is this like a saloon where, you know, because you're trying to foster everyone coming together in the tea ceremony, so no politics or religion allowed?
Well, it's actually the opposite. Every politic and every religion is allowed. Yeah.
But it seems like perhaps with peace and contemplation...
Yeah, I mean, I hope that people, you know, aren't coming in and being antagonistic. And sometimes, you know, you have to calm people down, but it's all right.
We do on the show as well. Yeah,
we do that on the show too. Well, this is lovely. Now, Giuseppe, you spell your name instead of the Italian way, G-I-U. It's G-U-I. How does that come about?
Well, I just kind of reclaimed the name... My family has been Joseph since my great-great-grandfather came from Italy and changed his name from Giuseppe to Joseph. And truthfully, I was a graffiti artist for about 5 years in my late teens and early 20s, and I used the word guise, G-U-I-S-E, was my graffiti name, and it kind of evolved into guise 3.14, which is the number pi, and that was the... Giuseppe. That was the way I spelled Giuseppe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's like a graffiti. Do you do your own graffiti on your van and your bus?
No, other people tend to, which is very
annoying for you.
Yeah, I think it's just karma coming back for. I caught someone in the act though in San Francisco about 2 years ago, and he was very apologetic. And I told him there's a difference between messing something up and making it more beautiful.
Well. Of course, well, you know, beauty and eye of beholder and all that sort of thing. So did you sit down and then have a cup of tea?
You know, I should have invited him in, but it was like 2 in the morning. And.
So you have office hours for your tea?
Yeah.
It's not that somebody can come up and say, I need a cup of tea.
Sometimes people do that, but yeah.
There's a Kinks song.
A cup of tea.
Yes.
How's it go? Can you sing it?
Oh, I'm not very good at singing, but the last verse of the song, I guess I'll try to sing it, is whatever the situation, whatever the race or creed, tea knows no segregation, no class or pedigree. It knows no motivation, no sect or organization. It knows no one religion nor political belief. Have a cup of tea.
The Kinks is... performed by Giuseppe Spadafora of the Free Tea Party. Thank you. I'm going to keep this here with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it right down here. And you're having tea ceremonies around the Bay Area this weekend. People can find you online. Where are you going to go later today, for instance?
I think tomorrow we're going to be doing a noon to sunset at Lake Merritt, on the west side of Lake Merritt.
All right,
well, there's one of our signs here.
The sign says price tag. It says tea, 0 cents.
Yeah. It was inspired by one that said $2, but I changed it a little bit.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Giuseppe Spadafora, his Free Tea Party. He wants to bring all kinds of people together and encourage conversation.
See, that gives me enormous hope for the human race. You know, here's a young man who didn't become a lawyer. It feels like the 60s again, doesn't it?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, just wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing. But it is true. You know, you go into a coffee shop where people used to talk and engage in banter, mm-hmm. and everyone's wearing headphones and sitting looking at their study Carol computers now, you know.
Yeah.
It's a curious thing.